The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Habakkuk. Are you not from eternity, O Lord, my holy God, immortal? O Lord, you have marked him for judgment. O rock, you have readied him for punishment. Too pure are your eyes to look upon evil, and the sight of misery you cannot endure. Why then do you gaze on the faithless and the silence, while the wicked man devours one more just than himself? You have made man like the fish of the sea, like creeping things without a ruler. He brings them all up with his hook. He hauls them away with his net. He gathers them in his sign, and he so rejoices and exalts. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his sign. For thanks to them his portion is generous and his repasts are sumptuous. Shall he then keep on brandishing his sword to slay peoples without mercy? I will stand at my guard post and station myself upon the rampart and keep watch to see what he will say to me and what answer he will give to my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision clearly upon the tablets so that one can read it readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. The rash man has no integrity, but the just man, because of his faith, shall live. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You forsake not those who seek you, O Lord. You forsake not those who seek you, O Lord. The Lord sits enthroned forever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He judges the world with justice. He governs the peoples with equity. You forsake not those who seek you, O Lord. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of distress. They trust in you who cherish your name, for you forsake not those who seek you, O Lord. You forsake not those who seek you, O Lord. Sing praise to the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations his deeds, for the avenger of blood has remembered. He has not forgotten the cry of the poor. You forsake not those who seek you, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. A man came up to Jesus, knelt down and before him, and said, Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into a fire and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Jesus said in reply, O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and from that hour the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, why could we not drive it out? He said to them, because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, Jesus calls us to faith. He called the apostles, and he didn't just call them. He rebuked them for their lack of faith. And he says, because of your lack of faith, that's why you can't do the things that I do. Remember, Jesus Christ promised, you will do what I do and even greater these, he promises us in John's gospel. So we got to have the faith that God can do anything, and he'll do anything in us, for us, and through us if we have faith. So how's your faith? If it's little, just cry out to God. God, increase my faith. And he will. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.